Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Fewer Thoughts. This file is to help you relax in a way, to let go of thoughts or thinking in general, to simply enjoy a moment of quiet in your mind. It might feel like I'm doing an intro, but there's actually some hidden words in here already that will help you. There might also be some confusion involved, for the thoughts that are left aren't right there anymore. So, for now, enjoy yourself and see how many thoughts you can let go. Some people have an expectation with hypnosis that their mind is completely blank. And this does happen. However, it can take some practice. Now, the actual practice is a lot of fun. So for now, instead of having no thoughts, let's focus on fewer thoughts. It's okay to be a little distracted, but for now, focus on my words. You don't have to do much, but listening and following along is part of it. Thank you. Now, there are some nice feelings associated with trance. Usually, a sensation of relaxation is very common. It's when your body slows down that it feels relaxed, more comfortable. Breathing in and out, and letting yourself just go with the flow. Some of the thoughts have already left your mind. And on the right side, you might notice a few more or less than on the left. Unless the ones that left were right. Now, while you are going up and down with every breath in and out of trance as you listen, we're going to do a form of hypnosis, a practice that is called fractionation. And to do this, I will let you go into trance a little bit, then say something that will awaken you again, followed with more relaxation. Now, before I wake you down back up into trance, I'll make sure to use some words that will allow the thoughts that get left behind to be right there as they leave further down the line. Now, as you go deeper out of trance and into relaxation, you let yourself wake right down into a wonderful state as you drop up into trance. Now, the more you sink up, the deeper you will float down. And as you wake down deeper into trance, you're going to drop up just for a moment so you can enjoy a part of your mind focused on my words while the rest has left to let the right part of your mind relax even more. Now, while you're going in and out of trance, a simple state of calm will inevitably descend up all around you. And as you float down into trance, to drop up only to wake down even more, you'll find yourself relaxing even more easily. As you go into trance and out of awareness. So go ahead and wake up to drift back down again. Only a moment of awareness is more than enough to practice fractionation and to let yourself enjoy the sensation. Adrift, sinking up into floating deeper, that's right. Now in a moment I might be talking a little fast. Any thoughts that are left feeling right at home in your mind might feel themselves hooked up and down, in and out of trance, just to follow along. If this happens, allow it to happen. Otherwise, if it's too much, you don't have to listen at all. You can just spend the time waking deeper down into trance. Think you're ready? Ready to drop up even deeper? All right. Let's see then. The fewer thoughts are left in your conscious mind, the more rightful the unconscious mind becomes. As you consciously, unconsciously strive to follow along, you will also find that all along there is some logic to the words. They make sense in a sense that the sense is nonsensical, yet also drifting back and forth into meaning. Meaning that they are in fact meaningful, leaning on a meaning that seems to be teeming with information. As your conscious mind follows conscious thoughts that are left into your unconscious mind, you unconsciously drop, drifting deeper into conscious unconsciousness. And as that conscious unconsciousness shifts into fully unconscious deep trance, you'll find yourself waking down even deeper. Allowing yourself to go into trance and out of awareness. Now that everything is left, all is right. You might notice that one side of your body feels even more empty, fewer thoughts than the other side. If you can tell which side has more left and which side is all right with the emptiness, you can focus on the side that has the least thoughts. As you unconsciously focus your conscious mind on a task that gets you left behind on a simple, wonderful journey, wandering through wandering words that seem to rhyme without rhyme or reason, teasing almost with a tempting idea. What if it would all just make sense and you'd draw blank without a thought, feeling yourself shift so you can enjoy whatever happens next. Hypnosis is a wonderful thing, a toy with many possibilities, and a tool with even more. So as we enjoy some recreational hypnosis, and let your mind feel the rest with fewer thoughts, allow yourself to drop into trance, and relax even more. There could be something in a count down or a count up. There are different directions that seem to allow you to drift even deeper. In unconscious, out even deeper. A conscious decision to drift away until all that stays is an emptiness with ever fewer thoughts. In an absence of thought, can still be made even emptier, as it allows for the emptiness to grow in your body until it is so completely filled with emptiness that it's almost like a bubble, and the last thoughts on the outside of the bubble creating beautiful little patterns, swirling, shifting, will eventually pop as you drop, and a wonderful space remains. And the fewer thoughts you have, the more space there is. And the more space there is, the more you can relax, heal, and recover. In a moment, this will end. And if my voice follows, you can remain nice and deep. Otherwise, if my voice doesn't follow, you will easily wake. Actually up, and the refreshing pause that your mind has had will allow you to feel a bit more energetic. But before we go there, let me just show you where the up can be down even deeper around from left to right, as what is left is right there, and can go disappear even more, so that what was right there has left and is no longer there anywhere, going in and out of trance. It's as easy as breathing. Enjoy.